Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every week by email on Sunday, almost always. Actually, always on Sunday, I should say. And don't forget all the other things you can do there, including listen to the over 2,000 archives and the hundreds of articles that are there you can read. And you can find out more about our Brain Trust members, including our guest this half hour, Mr. Jim Hayhurst, Sr., who's the author of a book called Where Have I Gone Right? And you've talked to Jim before. He's been on the show before. He's the founder of the Right Mountain Incorporated, which is a career counseling executive coach organization, and he's an inspirational speaker who takes his message all over the world. Jim Hayhurst, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Jim, I was telling the audience earlier about one of the things that we know about you, and that's that you made a trek to Tibet and you climbed Mount Everest. And I'd like, one of the things, we talked a little bit about that trip last time, but not so much. And I'd like to take a moment today for a little while and get you to tell us about some of the things that really became apparent to you when you were climbing the mountain. What are some critical things that you learned there, not just about climbing a mountain, but things about life?
Well, I think the most interesting thing was when I got back from Everest, I began to look back at the climb and try to see what lessons I could learn from it. And one of the ones, we watched two climbers die that were on a French team climbing beside us. And as you dug into what happened.
They were on your team, weren't they?
I'm sorry?
They were on your team?
No, they were on a French team.
Oh, a French team.
There were three teams with us over there. There was an American team from Wyoming. There was a Canadian team that I was on. Then there was a French team. And two of the members of the French team died. And you tried to understand why it happened. And as we dug down into it, both the leader of the French team and myself, we realized that there'd been a problem with the climber who died, understanding of his own values. He had done things that were not consistent with his values. And frankly, killed himself. And as I got back and started to think about it, and this became part of my presentation, which I wandered around the world with, I realized that values are, in fact, a critical piece of the way we make decisions. And we seem to have, in our society, business ways, and maybe in governments as well, lost track of that. I mean, if you take a look at what's happened at Enron, or you and I were talking earlier about trips to Italy, Parmalat over there, or Martha Stewart, or Tyco, or you look at all the organizations, and they have lost track of values, and they are doing things that are not appropriate in our society, not ethical by the way we operate. And I thought, you know, more and more we have people that do not sit down and spend the time thinking of what their core values are, what is important to them, what motivates them. And thus they make decisions that get them into trouble later on. Over at Everest, it basically killed this guy because he did this. Back here, it doesn't kill you, but I guess if you're at Kenley at Andron or Kozlowski or Martha Stewart or those people, maybe it does kill you metaphorically. And
well, you know, something else, though, Jim, is you said that guy killed himself, but it kind of sounds like he took somebody else with him.
Well, no, in this case, he died all alone.
He did? Okay.
He did. He went on. I mean, Everest is a, you know, mountain climbing can be thought of as an individual sport, but in fact, it's a team sport. And he, up at high on Everest, up over 25,000 feet, decided to go on alone in an environment where the temperatures get down to 60 below and the winds are 150 miles an hour and you get 2 feet of snow in an hour. You can't do that alone. I mean, there's just no way. And well, if he'd sat down to figure out what it was at the core of him and realized that the essence of him was, his core value was, you know, independence. He wanted to do things on his own. Well, that's fine in many cases, but on Everest, you can't do it alone.
Well, as
Martha Stewart has learned, you know, you can't do these things on your own. You have to recognize there's a society around there, and there are rules for the way you live in our environment.
The reason I brought that up, Jim, is because in life and in business, not even on Everest, the things that we do do affect other people. I mean, look at you mentioned all the people that you mentioned. Their behavior caused real pain and loss for a lot of people.
Oh yes, I mean the people from Enron who are trying to get jobs now, they've got this Enron stamp on their resumes, and organizations look at them and just say, no, I'm not interested at all.
Right.
And that family, the fellow who was the chief financial officer and his wife who worked for him,
right,
both of whom have pleaded guilty, and she's going to go to jail for 10 months while he stays home and looks after their children, and then he's going to go to jail for 10 years while she stays at home and looks after the children. I mean, that's a disaster for that family. Can you imagine how those kids will grow up?
So yeah.
Obviously it affects other people, as you say. It doesn't just affect you. And, you know, Michelle died over there. It affected the rest of the team, you know, the family in the Enron case or anywhere else. I mean, it affects a lot of people, and so you have to understand this stuff if you want to be a part of our society.
Jim, one of the things that you said you learned on Everest was to make sure that you take things one step at a time. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I've just been talking to some people about exactly that. You know, in our society these days, there seems to be a lot going on, and we often get overwhelmed with the issues facing us. I have a friend who's just gone through a divorce. She now has to work her way through how does she sell her house, where does she live, what do they do about the cottage. And she sat there for about 2 weeks just absolutely overwhelmed with the challenges that are confronting her, and she's all alone to do this. And she happened to be sitting down reading the book, The Right Mountain, and she said there's this chapter in there, but one step at a time. So she said, okay, what are the most important things I have to figure out? Well, first of all, I have to figure out where I'm going to live. And then she realized, well, to do that, I have to figure out what my financial state is. So she said, let me start first, one step at a time, with my financial state. Then when I get that organized, I'll figure out what I can afford to have in terms of accommodation. And then when I do that, then I'll work about this. So she's doing the things one step at a time, whereas prior to that, she just sat there, you know, absolutely paralyzed by the enormity of all the challenges facing her, which she's never had to think about before.
You know, Jim, that's what happens. What you just described sometimes is what happens to small business owners. When things aren't going as well as we'd like, and you know, the sales aren't as much as they should be, and the cash flow's not good, and you know, things happen, and we sort of retreat, or we stay home, or we you know, crawl into a shell. And the truth is you just take one step at a time. You just keep whittling away at it. That's the key, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's interesting because for a small business person who doesn't have a staff that you can pass things off to,
right,
you have to figure out which things are important and start with those ones first.
Help us with that when we come back after these messages. I'm going to get you to come back to that. And also, we got more lessons from Jim Hayhurst, lessons he learned on Mount Everest. 20 after. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our favorite Canadian, Mr. Jim Hayhurst Sr., who's the author of Where Have I Gone Right? The Right Mountain Guide to Getting the Job and the Life You Want. Jim, you were talking, by the way, before we go any further, give us your website of your company, please.
It's www.therightmountain.com.
All right. Therightmountain.com. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, it's kind of fun because if you are interested in Everest at all, you can go on a bit of a climb on Everest and get some choices as you go up, get a little up a little bit, and then say, gee, what do I want to do? Do I want to keep going? Do I want to turn back? And so you get to do kind of a virtual climb for a little bit of it, and then you'll find out about the other things we do, which are, you talked of earlier, we do speeches around the world, as we were talking. I just got back from Italy and Spain and England and Germany, and you also learn about the workshops and about our Career Center program, which is what the book, Where Have I Gone Right, is all about.
Right. You help people all the time who are redirecting their career and helping them to make sure that they put their best foot forward when they do that. And of course, as you say, that's what this book's about. And folks, there's an awful lot of good stuff in here for small business owners. And you know, Jim, we were just talking about taking things one step at a time. And, you know, I can't encourage small business owners too much to just, whenever you feel like things are closing in on you, find one little low-hanging piece of fruit, one little thing that you think you can do right now. If it's just, if it's just to make a quick phone call or some little, find some little teeny tiny piece of the puzzle and do that and build on that and then do one more. And instead of just saying, this is just too much for me to do.
And, well, it's interesting, Jim, because one of the things that we say, I mean, the title, Where Have I Gone Right, is exactly that. It's about finding something where you can say, oh, I feel good about that. I accomplished that. And when you do get overwhelmed and there is so much, and for a small businessman, I mean, I've started small businesses most of my life, it seems, and for a small businessman, there's just so many things you have to do. And you get overwhelmed and you look around and say, I'll never get it all done. Well, I think two things for me come out of that. One is, we have to learn to set priorities. And, you know, it's strange. We never get taught how to set priorities in school. And it's one of the biggest skills you can possibly have because you cannot do everything. And then, as you say, the chance to do something, you know, make one phone call, get a sale, go back to somebody you've talked to before and get reassured about the product or service you're offering and say, oh, yes, this is good stuff. And that's the where have I gone right stuff. That is, hey, this is good stuff. I am doing well. And build on that. It gives you confidence to take on the challenges of the future.
Jim, another thing that you talk about in your book is as a lesson you learned on Mount Everest, and that's whoever said it was going to be easy. And you know what? Small business owners, especially some of the newer ones out there right now, are saying, boy, howdy, isn't that true?
There's a fun little story with that. When I was a traveling salesman for Procter & Gamble in the interior British Columbia, which is absolutely middle of nowhere, and I'd driven up a long road for 2 hours in a one lane, and I had to back up every once in a while when large trucks with lumbers and logs came coming down them. And I finally end up in this little town and realized there were only three stores there. And I went into the first store, and there was a Chinese grocer there. And he said, what you doing here? And I said, well, I'm here to sell for Procter & Gamble, Crest, Duncan Hines, you know, and Crisco Oil and all these great products, Head & Shoulders. And he said, well, what you doing here today? And I said, well, what do you mean? Why? What difference does it make? He said, well, the travelers usually come up on Thursdays, and you're here on Wednesday. And he said, well, go see the other stores and talk to them and see what you can sell. Well, I talked to the other stores, and nobody was buying much because there weren't many people there. And I went back to him, and he said, how you do? And I said, well, it wasn't very good. I mean, we have a minimum 25-case order, and I'm not going to get 25 cases out of this town. I've spent a whole day driving up here and then going back again, and this is not an easy job. And he looked at me, and he said, whoever said was going to be easy? And that's absolutely true. Every time I get into a jam and I wonder whether, you know, my goodness, how do I get out of this? I remember, whoever said was going to be easy. Because it's not. It's fun and it's satisfying and the challenges are wonderful when you overcome them.
Well, I'll tell you, small business owners sure know about that. I always say when people say that to me, I always say if it was easy, monkeys would be doing it.
Well, but you know, the other thing
that's one of the things, that's one of the big challenges, or not challenges, one of the big mistakes I think a lot of people make when they think they want to be a small business owner is they think it's not going to be as hard as it is. They don't think it's going to be as hard as it is. And I wrote the newest article that I've written, it's going to be out this weekend, by the way, folks, is about this. And my thinking is that the reason I think people believe that it's not going to be as hard as it is being a business owner, I think they think it's like being a consumer. They think being a business owner is like buying and selling products in their personal lives.
It is very different. I mean, you're right, because people do sit there and say, well, it can't be that difficult. I mean, I've got one product or one service and just have to find some customers and away you go.
Yeah.
And then you realize, my goodness, I mean, I remember when I first started my first small business and I'd been working for a big company. And I got a little office, which was, I mean, I didn't really know how to get an office before. And I sat behind my desk, which I'd had some fellows move in, and I realized I had no paper, no pencils, no telephone. How do you get a telephone when you don't have a telephone? How do you phone Ma Bell and say, I need a phone, or AT&T? And I sat there, and I didn't, you know, do I go and buy 40 pads of paper or 2 pads of paper? Well, there's a big discount for 40, but I don't know if I'll ever use 40.
Right.
And it was the little things that drove me nuts at first, and I didn't know how to get started. And it is,
Jim,
difficult.
We're going to have to wrap it up. Thank you for being here today. The book is called Where Have I Gone Right by Jim Hayhurst Sr. Thanks for being here, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. A real pleasure.
Give us your website one more time.
www.therightmountain.com.
Therightmountain.com. Thanks, Jim. See you next time.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Jim.
29 After. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. I'll be right back with Nancy Michael.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.